Welcome, everyone, to a special brief episode of the Great Company Podcast. We were graciously given a new card that's going to be coming up in the Nin and Ilth Adventure Pack that will be released shortly, and we wanted to share this card with you. We're going to be posting the card on our social media site shortly, but we wanted to also provide you guys with a review. But before we get to the review of this glorious new card, let's check in with the rest of the gang. With me tonight is Matthew. How are you tonight, sir?
Hello, everyone. I'm doing fine.
And with me, as always, is Dan.
Howdy.
That's what you say when you're in Texas. You can't not say that.
Right. How Texan, right.
Like, you will be...
It's a good greeting. It's a good general purpose, you know.
I like it.
Friendly greeting.
Do you think...
If I wanted to go full Texan, I would say, howdy, y'all. But I haven't
That's
gone
true.
There yet.
That's true. I say y'all.
Well, if you replace the L's with W's, then it's like true Southern. Oh.
Mm. You don't want to see me go full Texan. That would be scary.
It would. A Texan bear. I'm not quite sure I'm ready for that. but would a woodman of Wilderland say y'all? You don't even have an answer.
Maybe.
And also with me tonight is Ian. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Just very hectic all around with baby and moving and everything else. So I'm, you know... I'm more flustered than Gandalf on the top of Isengard. That's all I know.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, and hopefully an eagle will come rescue you soon.
Thanks.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and talk about this card, because I'm really excited and I can't wait to share this with you guys. So our spoiler for the Nin and Ilth pack, which will be released shortly, is the Mirkwood Pioneer. He is a lore ally. He is 2 cost, 1 willpower, and 2 hit points. He has the woodman trait, and his ability reads as follows. You may give Mirkwood Pioneer doomed 1 when you play it from your hand. If you do, it gains response. After you play Mirkwood Pioneer, choose a card in the staging area until the end of the round. The chosen card does not contribute its threat. All right, so what do you guys think about this card? Let's start with you, Ian. What do you think?
Well, in some ways, I kind of like the card. Like, I see the uses of it, but I think I'm a little more attached to that fancy Sylvan Tactics ally that was spoiled recently more than this one.
A little bit better looking, anyway. It.
Yeah. Well, and you hit on an important reason why I think this card is not very good is the trait is useless. There's nothing that
exactly.
synergizes with Woodman.
I guess the nearest comparison is like Radagast Cunning, Secret Paths along those lines, and I'm not sure if this would ever replace it. I guess if you're playing a quest like Nightmare Journey Along the Anduin with those super high threat. Kind of cards coming at you, then maybe you want to double up on everything, and so maybe it's a super niche type card that you want to throw in.
This is a good example where this guy can't replace that card, though, is that you only get the response effect when you play him from your hand, so when one of those 10 threat locations enters in the quest phase, he's not really helping you against that.
And we were talking beforehand, and I was thinking a better value is Radagast Cunning, and then use that second resource to play for a cheap ally or chump, maybe like Snowborn Scout. But I could kind of see the utility if you run a Grima deck, because you know if you have Keys of Orthanc, you could potentially gain a resource, so kind of net cost of him is still 1 because you get the Doomed, and then he could even, I don't know. So there is a utility there if you're running a Doomed deck, but I don't see him as being... valuable enough to replace some of the other options that are there. But Matthew, what do you think?
I like him okay. I think, you know, certainly Secret Paths is more versatile because you can wait to see what's coming off of the encounter deck. I think where perhaps he might shine most is Nightmare decks, because some of those locations are so bad you're never going to want to travel to them, and yeah. So you sort of know ahead of time, like, oh, this location really sucks, so I can negate its threat. You know, I wish things like Sneak Attack worked with him. I wish he only costed one and still had Doomed one. I'd like him better then. But, you know, Secret Paths, it costs one, and it doesn't give you a body on the field. At least you'd permanently have one willpower, true. 2 hit points he can soak up, at least 1 point of archery damage or something. So I don't hate him, although I would suspect that he's not going to see a whole lot of play.
Yeah, I would like him a heck of a lot better if he had one attack, honestly.
Yeah, something. I mean, the big problem, which continually comes up now that our card pool is bigger, is just that there's more competition, and like competition for 2-cost lore allies is pretty high. There's a lot of good ones out there that give you more value. So that's kind of the biggest problem. If he came out in the core set, then I'd probably be all about him. But as it is now, it's a little tougher to justify.
And Doomed is still kind of hit or miss for me as far as multiplayer. Like, certainly in solo, the one threat you're paying is, you know, usually not going to matter all that much, and especially if the effect is saving you from a, you know, 3 or 4 or maybe 5 threat card in the staging area in some cases. But in a multiplayer game, raising everyone else's threat can really screw with other people's strategies depending on what they're trying to do.
Well, let's say you are running a dedicated Doom deck. Is there any way to kind of bounce him in and out? Because the only card that's coming to mind that could return him to your hand would be like Born Aloft or something like that. So is there any kind of viability, maybe if you're running a Doom deck and you were able to kind of pop him in and out to just...
The effect's not worth it, in my opinion, though. Like, there's other cards. I see the 3-cost Spirit Guy, Grey Flood, Wanderer is a much better option, because at least, you know, you're getting a lot more progress for that guy.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, it's definitely like you said earlier, Dan, the trait is the big problem. Like, if it was Sylvan, then I would consider it. You know, you'd get those stat boosts from Celeborn, and I think you could justify it, but, I mean, this is a trait that maybe we'll see developed in, like, 2037, like, a million years from now. It'll be fully fleshed out, but
3018 of the first.
I would honestly be shocked if this trait ever gets developed for the life of this game.
Yeah, I highly doubt it.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I like.
I would love to see it. That's an area of the world that would be awesome to explore. But.
Thematically, the trait certainly fits. I mean, it's a woodman, a pioneer, clearing out a forest, clearing out a location. You know, I get it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I can think of a bazillion ways to make this card better. I honestly can't recall if I said this earlier. I would love it if he had a way to enter play not during the planning phase, but you could still play him from your hand. That way he could be like a permanent version of Secret Paths, and then I'd be okay paying 2 for him and 1 Doomed, because at least, again, it's a reactive card, sort of like Secret Paths, but you get a body on the field, and I think he'd be great then. But because you have to play him during planning, because he has to come from your hand, I can't think of any of the ally cards. I just forgot. A Very Good Tale, that doesn't work, you know, when these, or Sneak Attack, that doesn't work. And so that's what's going to limit this guy the most. And sure, you know, maybe if he had 1-1-1 as his stats, and he would be comparable to some of the core set lore allies, I'd pay the Doomed for it. I'd probably be okay. But, I mean, I like him. I think his art is cool, as you guys will see when we post it. But again, I think, while I appreciate what they're doing with it, I think he's going to be binder fodder, which at this point in the game's life, we really can't afford too much more binder fodder.
That's true. And yeah, I like what you're saying, Matthew, because even if he were kind of like Ithilien Tracker, who you could exhaust instead of to negate the threat of a card in the staging area each round, that'd be huge.
I'd be okay if it was an exhaust and Doomed 1 to negate the threat of something in the staging area, because there are some really nasty locations, and I think that would be okay. I'd pay the 1 threat cost to cancel 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 threat locations.
That becomes an interesting card at that point, but yeah. As a one-shot with really pretty woeful stats and a useless trait, he's... I mean, the one thing that I will say in his favor is that at least they didn't gimp the actual effect. It's not like non-unique, or there's no other limitations on the effect. So you could potentially like take a boss enemy that's got some insane amount of threat. Like, there's some enemies that have like 6 or 7 threat. You can doomed one to completely negate that for a round. So, especially if it's one of those enemies that hangs out in the staging and attacks everyone, and you can't do anything to, can't be engaged or whatever. But even if, it doesn't work on immune to player card effects. So even that gimps him, because you have to choose the card in the staging area. So if it's immune to player card effects, he can't cancel.
But, he is versatile. He can do enemies or locations, which I guess is nice. You know, every other card just picks one or the other. So as you're saying, if there is an enemy with, let's say, a 50 engagement cost or a 45 engagement cost, it might be sitting there a while and you're definitely not ready to tackle it. This guy's okay for it. But again, that's, as I've said 1,000 times on our show, that this is a very reactive card to me, and I want to be much more proactive. This guy just buys me a turn. Just pay for 2 or an ally of 3, if you count the doomed as one resource in a way. Pay a 2 or 3 cost ally that has willpower that's greater than 1 and sort of try to combat the threat in the staging area that way, or pay for some direct damage. And lore certainly has plenty of that. So just too reactive in a way that's not, I don't think, quite good enough.
Yeah.
I suspect that, oddly enough, for having the doom keyword, that he's actually much better in like 3 or 4 player games than solo 2-player. I couldn't see using him, but the only reason I say that is because we've talked on the show before about how the location lock danger is much happens much more with 3 or 4 players, and you're getting these locations stuck that you're not able to travel to, and so there are going to be more targets during the planning phase when you're playing this guy. And so I think 3 or 4 players against like those big location heavy quests, like To Catch an Orc, which we struggled with, or the Old Forest, the Gen Con quest, that maybe I could see there's room for kind of a very narrow effect like this, which can help overcome that a little bit. So I think that's probably the niche of this guy.
Yeah, I guess I agree on the one hand, but I feel like the Wanderer, the Grey Flood Wanderer, is better for that niche. Like, it's doomed. You're getting a 2 willpower guy, so that's actually meaningful on the quest rather than 1 is kind of negligible. And you get, to me, a much more powerful effect to combat location lock.
Yeah.
It's not really a fair comparison, but I look at this card and I inevitably think of Asphaloth, and I just kind of chuckle because, I mean, 2-cost lore cards, supposedly, and granted, this guy, to be fair, is dealing with enemies or locations, but as Matthew said, it's a reactive, like, oh, you know, he's only useful if there is something in the staging area that you're not going to engage or travel to, if he comes up at a time when the doomed one isn't going to screw you in multiplayer or, you know, hurt somebody's strategy, if your threat's already not too high to make it dangerous to do it. You know, there's all these ifs, whereas you look at a card like Asphaloth and it's like, no, that card's amazing all the time.
Yep.
I mean, I certainly appreciate the chance to spoil a card. I was really excited to open my email and to see definitely. It. So thanks, Josh, over at FFG, for giving us the opportunity. Again, I don't hate the card, but I just don't expect it to see a lot of play. But I still hope we get more spoiler cards in the future.
The spoiler's a spoiler.
Yeah, yes. Spoiler's a spoiler.
Yeah.
Well, I expect to see a Woodman Deluxe expansion.
There we go.
Please, and thank you. All right. Well, you listeners can check the card out over on our website, greatcompanypodcast.wordpress.com, and from there, there are links to our Twitter and Facebook pages where this card will be posted as well, which will hopefully whet your appetites for the Nin and Ilf, which will be released pretty soon. Make sure you join us next time on Great Company Podcast for our next full episode. Until then, good night, and may all your woodmen be pioneers.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.